And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In some ways, it's easy to understand why elected leaders like Governor Roy Cooper seem resigned to legalize sports betting. The giant corporations behind it are incredibly rich and powerful, spend billions on flashy and funny advertising, and have clearly worn down the nation's major professional sports leagues to the point at which they've completely sold their souls. If you can't beat them, goes the thinking, why not join them and raise a few tax dollars in the process? Well, here's why. As veteran consumer watchdog Les Brunel of the group Stop Predatory Gambling argues, gambling is a massive and frequently predatory industry that seeks nothing less than to make itself a 24/7 presence on every smartphone in the nation. Oh, sure, they'll keep building shiny casinos, but the real goal, the real big money, lies in making gambling apps as ubiquitous and as big a part of people's lives as Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. And when that happens, American life will be altered in a hugely dramatic and negative fashion. Our leaders should combat this trend, not abet it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.